Continuing toward the chancel, still in the epistle aisle, you can admire two side altarpieces, one dedicated to St. Anthony and the other to St. Francis. Between them stands a beautiful pulpit that was used during the major festivals in May. Take a close look at the carving of St. Francis, the work of José de Mora, particularly his face, and, most notably, the modeling of his hands, which is highly dramatic. You're now in the chancel area, in front of the imposing high altar. It was created by Juan de Dios Santaella and completed in 1781. It is organized into two levels and three sections separated by pilasters. At the bottom, the base supports the entire structure, while the first section features niches depicting St. Dominic on the left and St. Francis on the right, founders of the two great mendicant orders of the 13th century. In the center is the niche, attributed to Jerónimo Sánchez Rueda, which contains a magnificent image of the Immaculate Conception, attributed to the Mora Circle, where the elegance of the carving and the Baroque composition achieve great harmony. Notice those coppery or brown tones visible in the niche. This is because it was not gilded during its creation, but rather corlata, silver, was used, a yellow varnish designed to imitate gold, which over time and through oxidation produces this effect. The upper finial features a curved pediment with the image of Saint Stephen, the church's original patron saint, and the church's coat of arms crowning the ensemble. The elliptical dome, with large windows flooding the space with powerful light, is decorated on its pendentives with the four Franciscan popes at the time the church was built: Nicholas IV, Sixtus IV, Sixtus Fez, and Clement XIII. All of this is subtly adorned with the Franciscan cord from the order's habit.